The sound of coins dropping on a table encroached on her dreams. Then, in the dream haze, she realized what it meant. A client was calling. Deb sat bolt upright from the piece of clear force she had collapsed on the night before. Looking around, where would she be able to take the video call without looking like a slob? The best option was to not have any of her apartment in it at all. The window! Hopping over the couch, she saw her reflection before accepting the call. Thank goodness. She didn't remember taking her top off, and her face looked like she had been out drinking all night. Because she had. There had to be a towel or blanket on the couch that she could throw on like a shawl. Grabbing the first fabric object she could get her hands on, she pulled. It was a useless throw pillow. She threw it and sent her arm back into the pile of crap on the couch again, fishing for another piece of fabric, practically praying that this could make her presentable. Touching coarse thread, Deb knew what she was pulling out before she saw it, and already she dreaded the idea of putting it on. Bright orange and blue with the words, "Mama's Girl," was the sweater Mom had sent her in the latest care package. It was so ugly it had burned her eyes, and she had vowed to never wear it. Well, rules were meant to be broken, right? Pulling it on, she ran her hand through her short hair, squared herself in front of the window, and answered with moments to spare in the battle between her and the voicemail box. "Hello, this is the most badass personal investigative service on Mars. How can I help you?"